18. Martha's Garden. Margareta. Faust.
Promise me, Heinrich.
What I can.
How are you with religion, can you say? You're a good-hearted man, but I don't think that you're inclined that way.
Leave that, sweet girl. You feel I do you good. For those I love, I'd give my flesh and blood. Nobody wants to steal your church and your devotion.
But faith is needed for salvation.
Is it?
If only I could be an influence. You don't respect the holy sacraments.
I do respect them, by omission.
It's so long since you had communion or confession. Do you believe in God?
Love. Who can say, yes, I believe in God? Ask the priest and wise man, and what they will answer sounds like mockery of her who asks the question.
So you don't believe?
Oh, sweet-faced innocent, don't misconceive. Who can name him? Who can claim him, saying, I believe? Who presume to say, I don't believe? The all-containing, all-sustaining, and doesn't he embrace, sustain you and myself and him? Above, doesn't the sky arch high, the solid earth beneath us steadfast lie? And don't the friendly stars eternal rise? And don't we see each other, eye to eye? And do not all things strive toward your head and heart? And do not all things weave themselves with everlasting secrecy, seen thus unseen, into your closest intimacy? Fill up your heart with this, and when your feelings overflow with bliss, call it as you wish by any name whatever. Joy, call it. Heart, love, God. I have no name to call it. Feeling is all. A name's but sound and smoke clouding the heaven's light.
Well, I suppose that's right. It's what the priest says to the folk, except the words are rather different.
It's said in every land, and meant by every human heart beneath the day of heaven, each in his own tongue. And may not even I then utter it in mine?
When put this way, it sounds just fine. But still it seems a little bent to me, because you have no Christianity.
Dear girl,
it's been upsetting me to see you in his company.
How so?
That man who's with you every day is hateful to my soul in the deepest way. In all my life, nothing truly has stabbed my inmost heart so cruelly as that man's nasty face has done.
Don't let him scare you, darling one.
Even his presence moves my blood. With other people, I'm quite good. I miss you always, but my feelings worsen with all my secret horror of that person. And he's a rogue, I'm certain of it. If I'm unjust to him, may God forgive it.
Strange birds like him are necessary. I wouldn't want to live with one. He's scary.
The moment he comes in the door, he looks round with a mocking sneer, a sort of glare. You see he cares for nothing that is there. It's written on his forehead, saying he will not love a single human being. I feel so much at home, so free and warm, giving myself to your strong arm. But his being there ties up the inner parts of me.
Avenging angel that you be.
He overwhelms me, I should say. So when he comes on us together, I find that it's impossible to pray. My love for you just seems to wither. It eats my heart out here with you. Oh, Heinrich, you must feel it too.
But isn't that just prejudice?
I have to leave. And still no bliss, no hour to rest there on your breast, to mesh soul into soul as flesh in loving flesh. If I could sleep alone, we might. Tonight I'd gladly leave the door unbolted, but mother's sleep is very light, and if she caught us so united, I know I'd die upon the spot.
Angel, no need for that, fear not. Here is a vial. 3 drops of this mixed in her drink will wrap her in deep and natural unconsciousness.
What I'd not do for you. This stupor isn't going to harm her, is it?
Well, if it might, would I advise it?
Best of all men. I look at you and wonder why I'm driven by your will. I've done so much for you already. Still, there's almost nothing left that I can do.
Exit Margareta. Mephistopheles steps forward.
The monkey. Is she gone?
Still snooping, eh? Keeping apprised?
I heard it all. And put precisely, the learned doctor has been catechised. I hope it suited you quite nicely. Girls are, in fact, forever magnetized by pious simple fellows, plain and true. They think, if he bows down, he will obey us too.
Monsters like you can't see or say how this dear holy soul, sincerely full of a faith that she's heard tell the only way to find salvation, suffers here so dearly lest her beloved man be lost and damned to hell.
You oversensitive, sensual justifier, a missy leads you by the nose.
Aborted thing of filth and fire!
See how she's mastered physiognomy. She knows when I'm about. She feels and can't see how she can. My little mask conceals a hidden sense. She thinks I am a genius, more than man, perhaps the devil's eminence. Now, for tonight,
what's it to you?
I promise I'll enjoy it too.